Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, and it's December the 14th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, and we will be reading from the Big Book. We're on page XX, the forward to the second edition, the fourth paragraph down at the bottom of the page. At present, our membership is pyramiding, and it ends with, join us on a high road to a new freedom. It's the high road to a new freedom, and that's on the next page, finishes up that chapter. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Linda B., the 12 Traditions, Anita L. The readers of the text are Liz A., Robin P., and Sherry Z. The share ID for Wednesday, December the 13th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,936. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, December the 14th, the Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,938. That's 20938. Our newcomer greeter is Sherry M., and our announcements person is Leslie M. Okay, let me see here. Okay, OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And now here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Linda B. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you for your service. My name is Linda. I'm a compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for this opportunity to be of service, and I will pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. And I will now ask Anita L. to read the 12 Traditions of OA. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. The 12 Traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Have a great day, everyone, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anita L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page XX in the foreword to the second edition, the fourth paragraph down. At present, our membership is pyramiding, and it ends on the next page, XXI, the bottom of the paragraph. Join us on the high road to a new freedom. And I will now ask Liz A. to get us started. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. This is Liz A., recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles, California. At present, our membership is pyramiding at the rate of about 20% a year. So far, the total problem of several million actual and potential alcoholics in the world, we have made only a scratch. In all probability, we shall never be able to touch more than a fair fraction of the alcohol problem in all its ramifications. Upon therapy for the alcoholic himself, we surely have no monopoly, yet it is our great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer may begin to find one in the pages of this book, and will presently join us on the high road to a new freedom. Wow, there is quite a lot that I got out of this. Well, first of all, this was to be the last foreword that Bill W. wrote. This one was written in 1955, and the next foreword was written in 1976. Bill had died in 1971. So this is the last one that he actually wrote. And I actually did a little bit of digging as to the statistics of the growth of AA. And, you know, even though the numbers are not, because we don't formally count, we're anonymous. Basically, started out in the year of 1935 with two members and no groups. In 1940, 1,400 members, 50 groups. And this is worldwide, by the way. In 45, it was almost 13,000 members. In 1950, it was almost, there was 96,000 members. And then in 1955, it was 136,000 members. And of course, Bill being the great salesman and exaggerator at the beginning of the foreword, he said 150,000. Anyway, what this is showing is that it's working. It does work. But he does say that there are so many alcoholics out there, and we will never be able to touch more than a fair fraction. I also, and this blew me out of the water, I looked up the word ramifications, and apparently it stems from the French, which means to form branches. And I don't think even Bill knew what his words were to mean, branching into all the other A's, you know, OA, thank God, NA, CA, GA. So what this shows me is that even though Bill says it is the alcohol problem, the substance itself is not the problem. The problem is, as a member of our group says, the buildup of human emotions and the fact that we are selfish and self-centered. And so, you know, that really struck me. The problem is not the substance. And then he goes on to say that therapy might work for you, you know. And for me, I tried everything else. I tried therapy. I tried, you know, having people not let me. I tried everything and found nothing else that could help me. And I'm extremely grateful for this program and all of you. Thank you. I pass.
Well, thank you, Liz A., for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we're on page XX, the bottom of the page. At present, our membership is pyramiding, ends on the top of the next page. Presently, join us on the highway to a new freedom. And who would like to share on this paragraph?
Susan G.
Susan G.
And F.
Ian F.
Sally A.
Sally A.
Dina A.
Dina A. Anyone else? I have Susan G., Ian F., Sally A., and Dina A. All right, we'll go with that group, that lineup. Good morning, Susan. Everyone else, mute your phone.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much, and thank you, Liz, for starting us out. I love that we read the forewords, the prefaces, because there's so much in here, and we get to know who we are, where we came from, and how this all started. Some of the things that jumped out at me, and I realize how few people still know that there is a solution. We have only made a scratch. We have only made a scratch. And that's why, for me, it's so important to keep on going to meetings, to welcome newcomers, to take down phone numbers, and to share with them this new freedom, this high road that I get to walk on today, this new freedom. freedom, sorry, which is centered around God. You know, God has given me that freedom. I have that spiritual toolkit at my feet, which I choose to pick up every morning before I even get out of bed. And, you know, it says we probably won't be able to touch more than a fair fraction. And there's a lot of frothy emotional appeal when it comes to diets, a lot. We see it, we hear it. You know, for me as a fat girl, I'm sure there are many, many things that I could be adopting and getting ready for January 1st. But from my experience, they don't work. From the hundreds of thousands of dollars, they didn't work. And God kept on tapping on my shoulder and saying to me, Susan, those people are still there in those meetings. Maybe stop folding your arms. Maybe listen to the newfound freedom that they have. And as for therapy, absolutely, I've done it. And therapy is very, very helpful. It didn't stop me from eating, but we are not therapists here. So like it says on page 133, you know, they're there for a reason and we seek outside help. So I think it's always important for me and perhaps for you to remember those who are still suffering. And there are so many people who don't know about OA. And thank goodness, modem to modem, face to face, you know, we now have a way to speak to each other. So thank you for allowing me to share this morning. Thank you, Mo, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Susan G. Ian F. followed by Sally A. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. My name is Ian F. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful to be on the line today. I was really bored when I read the prefaces the first time, which I say a lot. But it really strikes me every time I read them through again that the reason that we read them is they are this evidence that this thing works, for people who haven't experienced it yet, you know, like that it lists this many people started to recover, this started to grow, the book was published, meetings started to form, it was in this country. It's like, if this doesn't work, why would so many people be flocking to it? Why would it be taking such a hold? You know, so to read this is really encouraging. And that line about, you know, we're not going to touch everybody. It is our great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer may begin to find one in the pages of this book. And to me, that's the key. That's why I read this section, is because when I came in, like, there was nothing in sight. You know, like I had read literature and I'd gone to meetings and I'd worked the crap out of the tools. I could not conceive of a life in which I was not going to be killing myself with food every day. I couldn't conceive of it. It was the only life that I knew, was binging and starving and purging. And so to read this and go, I haven't found an answer yet. There may be one in this book. It's really hopeful to me. You know, and it's also really humble that they say that. You know, they don't say, you're going to find an answer. Here it is. Let me shove it down your throat. No, they say, this is our experience. Give it a shot. You know, that's part of the traditions. That's why we feel welcome. That's why I feel welcome. So, it's great to read this. I love you guys. I will pass.
Thank you very much, ENF. Up next is Sally A, followed by Dina A, and after that, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service to all of us. It's Sally A, recovering in New York. So I think for myself, what I wanted to say is when they say to us, upon therapy for the alcoholic himself, we surely have no monopoly. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of people can go to these other programs. For them, it is about the food. They don't know how to eat. They go to places and they learn about portions. For me, my idea for a portion before I came to this program was when it's all gone. And then when it says here, yet is our great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer may begin. And the thing is that I spent years of my childhood searching for the answer, not just the answer to losing the weight, but what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Why am I like this, that I eat until it's all gone, that I, even if it was there and I was stuffed, that I still wanted more? And it turns out that the answer is on the pages of this book. And to be honest with you, I was in OA for many, many years and still hadn't found the answer, and just kept obeying this little slogan at the end of every meeting for really 30 years at least, that I was hearing, keep coming back. It works if you work it and give a lot of love. It wasn't working for me. And the reason it wasn't working is because I didn't grasp that the answer was in the pages of this book. It wasn't about the stories. It wasn't about some miraculous seeping into my soul of some hidden principles that I thought, honestly, if I just keep going back, something will click. What I needed to find out about was that I could have freedom from fear, that I could be released from resentments from the past, that I could live in the moment, in today, that I could walk through these steps, and that I could live a different way. And that is what is in the pages of this book. When it says that, when it talks to us about this, you know, I knew for many, many years that OA was the last house on the block. But it wasn't for myself until I came to A Vision for You. And when I found out about the power of the 12 steps and the pages of this book that would help me understand how to walk those steps daily. It wasn't until I found the tent in the backyard of A Vision, which is A Vision for You, a tent in the backyard of the last house on the block, that I could get well, because I was then pointed to these 12 steps. And the 12 steps are a ladder to taking me to a healthy relationship with my higher power, with my God.
Thanks for letting me. Thank you. Thank you very much. And before I take Dina, I'm going to remind everybody where we're at. If you're just getting on the line, we're on page XX in the forward to the second edition. Bottom of the page, fourth paragraph down. Membership is pyramid. It ends on the next page, XXI, with presently join us on the high road to a new freedom. So after Dina, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Dina.
Hi, good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Dina A. from New Jersey. And I was just very touched by this line. We have made only a scratch. In all probability, we shall never be able to touch more than a fair fraction of the alcoholic problem. And for me, that means so many things. It means everything that they have done, and they've been spending paragraphs like feeling so blessed with how God came in and blessed their efforts, and the people that are recovering, how each one is so important to them, and they're feeling so good with what they did do. And at the same time, it doesn't take away from the fact that the picture is so much bigger. What they're able to do is so small, at least what they think they're able to do is so small. It ended up growing so much more than they could imagine. But they're able to do just a small part, and they're not knocked over by that. That's the thing that touches me a lot, because in my life, I could even look at my own personal recovery and my own personal growth and tell myself, you know, I'm 47 years old and I'm still figuring out how things that happened in my childhood are impacting me, and I'm getting hijacked by them in my adult life. And, you know, realizing like all the work that I've put in and all the program that I've, you know, all the recovery that I have, it may only be scratching the surface of something bigger. And the way they put it down in this paragraph tells me that that's okay. The only thing I need to do is show up, do my work, connect to my higher power, and he will do just the right amount that's meant to be done. And the rest is really not mine. So I love how they do that. They just put the rest aside and they do their next thing and their next thing and one more person and one more person, and each effect that they can have on the world in a positive way and serve is their purpose. And they're not looking at the big picture of what they can't do and getting knocked over by that, because as a compulsive eater, that would take me back to those feelings and those negative feelings and those negative emotions, like of helplessness, of I'm not good enough. And I love how they just don't do that. They leave the rest with God. I'll pass.
Thank you, Dina, very much. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Bottom of page XX. At present, our membership is pyramiding. And it ends with, join us on the highway to a new freedom. Gotcha, Barbara. Barbara E.
Thanks much.
Who else? Who was that?
Chanel C.
Oh, gotcha, Chanel. Okay.
Babylonia A.
Babylonia A. Anyone else?
Martha O.
Martha O. Barbara E, Chanel T, Babylonia A, Martha O. All right, we'll go with that lineup. Everyone else mute except Barbara E. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone. Can I be heard?
Very well.
Oh, thank you so much. Those shares were incredible. They touched my heart. Well, as a compulsive overeater, a volume compulsive overeater, my disease promised me all kinds of things that always brought me back to the food and the behaviors that were so damaging to my family, to myself. I was hearing the message about members having spiritual experiences, and I kept crying out, why not me? But I had to work the program. I had to live the program. I had to do everything I could because I had to show up for my family and other people in a good, positive way. When I came in after losing weight 9 times on many, many different programs and with a psychiatrist, and I have nothing against them, but I still went back to the food because I couldn't get away from it. So my ego was damaged. I was uncomfortable, depressed, and isolating is the worst thing that I feel that I could do. I was so emotionally dependent on my body and what other people might think of me. But to be told that there is a way out, that there is a solution, and all I have to do is have my higher power of my unknown making, that I'll simply call you for today or Goddess yesterday. It makes no difference. I need that higher power to give me the key, to throw down the key, to send me the helicopter, the raft that can unlock my door, throw down the key. But I have to make the effort to unlock the door and do everything I can to go back into the sunlight. And they could be baby steps forward, just 5 steps at a time, and maybe 4 steps backwards. But with my higher power, with the spirit of the sunlight, I can do better tomorrow. And my higher power promises me that it will always be there for me as I venture out, but not do it to me or for me, but with me. So I bless everyone at this meeting. Thank you so much for your shares. Mo, thank you for another wonderful meeting. I will listen now. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara E. Up next is Chanel T, followed by Babylonia A. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning to everybody else or wherever you are in the world. Hello to you. This is Chanel T., such a grateful compulsive eater, and I'm living in a state of recovery purely by the grace of God today. Why do I say that? As a reminder to me that I don't know how to do this myself. I've tried. Name away. I've probably tried most of them. But I just love the last sentence in this paragraph. I love all of it. But yet it is our great hope that all those who have as yet found no answer, right, may begin to find one in the pages of this book and will presently join us on the high road to a new freedom. Now, I get a bit emotional over this. Why? Because hope, right? A big part of this disease for me was a lack of hope. Like, oh, okay, maybe I was hopeful for the new diet, but not for a super long time because I was going to succeed and then fail or just fail. Eventually, I was going to pick up again. My brief periods of control were going to be followed by binges. It was going to happen. And I was out of hope when I came here. The second time that I came at the end of 2022, I was on my knees and there was really nothing left for me to try. I was at the end of me. And that's a scary place to be, but I'm so grateful that I got there, the end of me, because my best ideas got me in the food, into isolation, into loneliness, into a completely broken relationship with my daughter, into incomprehensible demoralization, as it says in this book. I just wasn't even really here anymore. And the only reason I was hanging on is because I have a daughter, to be honest with you. But this book, this way of life, this fellowship, doing the steps on a daily basis has given me hope, has given me a new life, has given me a new way of thinking, has given me my daughter back in the sense of our relationship is healing in ways that I can't explain. And it just is beautiful for me. It's beautiful. I am so blessed. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sunil T. Up next is Babylonia A, followed by Martha O. Good morning, Babylonia.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Thank you for your service so much, and thank you for all the shares, and thank you for all the fellows, and thank you, God, for OA, for all the blessings that this program produces in each one of us, that we're walking, talking miracles. And honestly, I am having an amazing day already. It's only 7:30 a.m. I've been up since 4 a.m., but I feel so blessed and joyful, and just like, I just want to just, I don't even know how to express all the gratitude that I feel for God, how he changed my life and this program. And sometimes I just call people and tell them I'm really happy. How can I share my happiness with you? And I'm not always happy, but when I am, I want to spread it. And I want to spread my joy to you this morning that this program offers miracles, that this program gives hope. This is the solution. And we are just one blessed bunch. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Babylonia A. Before I take Martha O, let me remind everybody where we're at because we have time for more shares. We're on page XX in the forward to the second edition. The fourth paragraph down, at present, our membership is pyramiding through the top of page XXI. Join us on the high road to a new freedom. And after Martha, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Martha.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much, Mo, and thank you everyone who's shared. So grateful to be on the line this morning and so glad I dialed in, but just moved to do so and heard exactly what I needed already. I'm relatively newly back. I'm just having a whole new experience with the steps and it's just absolutely amazing. Very grateful, recovering compulsive reader and bulimic. And if I didn't say it, I'm in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. And I just wrote on these four words and really had just kind of like really felt them in my soul in a different way, in the sense of what an incredible miracle this program is. I came in through the other program, through AA. So I've always been able to bear witness to that, but to really feel it as a solution to our compulsive overeating and all of these food behaviors is really amazing too. And I love that the first person shared about that this was the last foreword that Bill Wilson wrote. And to me, that makes so much sense, because I always feel like I love his writing. There's a certain like sort of poetry to it, like the words he chooses. And then also that there's always this kind of tension between the confidence and the excitement and like, because he was a salesman, he was a broker, and the modesty. And I really feel that in here. And I landed on that word pyramiding, and I looked that up because he comes from the world of finance, and it means to achieve a substantial return, usually on money or property, after making a small initial investment. And I thought that was just such a great word for the pyramid of our recovery, that one person can turn into, one person shares with someone else, and it just turns into a bigger and bigger and bigger pyramid. And I also thought by this time, I'm sure that the 12 steps were being looked at by people with other struggles, you know, beyond alcohol, but that's never mentioned anywhere in any of the forewords, how the 12 steps have spread to other areas because of that singleness of purpose, which is really what keeps our program so pure. And like a couple of other people have already shared, just I get goosebumps from that join us on the high road to a new freedom, and that just makes my heart sing today, and I feel so grateful. So thank you for letting me share, and thank you for this beautiful meeting. I'm so grateful to hear all of you today, and let's stay on the high road together.
Okay. Thank you very much, Martha O. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Bottom of page XX, at present, our membership is pyramiding. Over to the next page, it ends with, join us on the high road to a new freedom.
Kathleen W. from Illinois.
I got Kathleen. Who was after Kathleen?
Annabelle G. from Washington.
Annabelle G. Okay. I have Kathleen W. and Annabelle G. Anyone else? We got time. Now's your opportunity if you haven't shared in the last 3 days.
Elizabeth A., Michigan.
Elizabeth A.
Claire C.
Jan L.
Okay, we'll stop there. Claire C. and Jan L. See if I can get all of you in. I don't know, but we'll see. All right, we got Kathleen W. followed by Annabelle Z. Good morning, Kathleen.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Couldn't unmute
good
myself
morning.
Here. And good morning to all of you from all over the world. What a thought that we're all having fellowship from all these different parts of the world. I'm from Illinois. Also, I just wanted to claim my seat today. I don't think I have a lot to add to what already has been said. It's been so inspiring to me. Being reminded that I've only made a scratch, that I need to keep going to meetings. I need to keep working with others. I need to keep greeting newcomers. I need to stay in touch with the fellowship. I need those reminders because, you know, I get off by myself sometimes and I forget, you know, I think, it's enough, I'm doing enough. But I'm really sparked today by what people have said to, keep coming back, keep staying in touch. I need the accountability of this fellowship in order to succeed in my life and I need God's help. And I find that help in a great way in the fellowship. And I like this, join us on the high road to a new freedom. And it reminds me of page 164 where it says, clear away the wreckage of your past, give freely of what you find, and join us, and you'll meet us as we trudge the happy road of destiny. It's kind of the same thing, but I have found a new freedom through this program. God led me to this program. I was a spiritual person, and I had studied the Bible, and I was a Christ follower. I was all of those things, but it wasn't until this program that I was able to get free from my addictions, alcohol, first of all, cigarette smoking, compulsive overeating, compulsive eating behaviors, getting free from those things. I would never have been able to done that on my own, but just by some amazing love of God, God brought me to this program and showed me how to work out and walk out things that I read in the spiritual scriptures. And I could read them, and I could, you know, they were confirmed in my heart, in my head, but I didn't know how to walk it out until I got the 12 steps that showed me how to walk it out. And in doing that, I have found such new freedom I would never have had. And you know what? I can't explain it. It's astonishing to me, the changes in my life, the changes even in my physical body. It's astonishing to me what God has done for me with this new freedom through this program. But I just kept coming back, and I just keep coming back. And I am living in a state of recovery today, and thank God. So with that, I'll pass.
Fine. Oh, perfect. All right. Up next is Annabelle Z. Thank you, Kathleen. Up next is Annabelle Z, followed by Elizabeth A.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Annabelle Z, recovered from Washington State, and recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I do have hope today, and the one thing that just standing out for me is the word ramifications, because when I've loved the share so far, and I love someone mentioned it being like a branch, and I was thinking of the branch of how alcoholism and compulsive overeating, almost even more so, how we affect other people, and how this disease is not just about me and how much I eat and whether I gain or lose weight or control food or don't control food. It's so much more about how I affect other people, and then those people. And I think of my family and my kids and the insecurity they felt and the lack of presence I was in my relationships. And so the consequences, one of the definitions of ramifiers, should develop complicating consequences, which have become complex, like a tree branch, and becomes like tinier and tinier and little, you know, outgrowing, or like a nerve if you're into biology. But like it gets more and more complex, and we touch people's lives in negative ways when we're not in recovery. But the same goes through, the same happens when we're in recovery. I found that I've touched people's lives in a positive way that I don't even realize. And right now, it's coming back to me in so much love and so many ways of support. And I realize I would never have received this love and support for what I'm going through in my life right now if it weren't for recovery and being there for others. And so it is a new road of freedom, a freedom of relationship and true connection with other people. I was bound by my own insanity, and I'm no longer bound by that. And so for that, I'm truly grateful. Thanks for letting me share. Okay.
Thank you, Annabelle Z. Up next is Lizbeth A, followed by Claire C. Good morning, Lizbeth.
Hi, this is Elizabeth A. in Michigan. Good morning. Wow, so many great shares. I appreciate it. So I had a spiritual awakening in college when I was in California and young. And the drugs that I was doing, it took about 4 years, but they were lifted. But the food, my food addiction, eating disorder, binge, purge, starve, just extreme behavior to maintain my weight was killing me. And it was as though once the drugs were lifted, the food obsession, mental hell was what took over, and it broke me. What I wanted to comment today on this paragraph is that there's so many plurals at present. Our membership, we have made only a scratch. We shall never be able. It is our great hope. We surely have no monopoly. Join us. I did not want anyone to know that I was suffering from the hell of this food addiction and the emotional, physical illness, mental maladjustment. I didn't want anybody to know. So there was so much shame, and finding a program that I need help, I need others. I just figured that God knew, I knew, and it wasn't working. And so I love that that paragraph says our and we repeatedly. So that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you. Bless everybody.
Thank you, Lizbeth A. Up next is Claire C., followed by Jan C., if we have time. If you two could take each 2 minutes, I could do that. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, hi, I'm Claire. I'm a compulsive eater. Anorexic. This program has saved my life. I just really was moved by everything people shared. And somebody in the meetings always says, the same person will eat again. And for me, it is really important to break the physical allergy. I had to do that. But I had a lot of experience of being put on food plans and being, quote unquote, physically abstinent. And I couldn't stay abstinent because I was the same person. And I really, really love how this program is so big on us changing our spiritual lives and being willing to be different people and putting more energy and more thoughts towards helping others and less on ourselves. Because honestly, not doing those things for me is deadly. My life depends on that as much as it depends on me weighing and measuring my food. You know, I've had moments where I really wondered if I was going to be alive to raise my children. I thought that right before I got abstinent last time. I did not know if I was going to be here because I was just so, so broken and so beat down by this disease. And I just want to say, if there's anybody on this line who's struggling, who is not abstinent, who wants help getting abstinent, I just want you to know that my higher power did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I am happy to help anybody get that connection with their higher power as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. And Jan, I have a minute and a half for you. Good morning, Jan.
Hello, this is Jan L. from Florida, and thank you. I will quickly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I'm recovered, completely grateful after 35 years. The we part of this program is so much clearer to me. And it's because of the Big Book meetings. It's because of these types of meetings that have really spoken to me, shown me the way to complete freedom. I was unable to find it before, and I'm sure part of it was my disease, my fighting, my, you know, all the things that took up space in my brain with my disease, and I wasn't ready or what have you. But finally, not long after I came to these rooms, I was willing to see and to try to do more and more of the things that I didn't want to do. And in the end, when I couldn't stay recovered, I did all of the things that I didn't want to do, that I didn't think I needed. And it works. So I just want to say this to anyone who is new or has been fighting it or is feeling hopeless for many, many years, that you can be recovered. It can be permanent, and it's all through the action, all through doing, doing, doing. Everything I do is a spiritual moment. It's an outreach to a higher power, And yes, it can start off with just wanting abstinence, just wanting to be free of the food, and it grows and it grows. If you do the work according to the steps, according to the big book, if it can work in me, it can work in anyone. So blessings to everyone, and you can join the high road to freedom. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jan L. for, or Jan C. for closing, or is it Jan L. for closing us out?
It's
all
Jan
right,
L.
Will,
that's fine.
Okay, thank you. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer, and I will ask Robin P. to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mo. Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Our book is, excuse me, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.